Hola, I am Jenny Corredor Varela, your host, native speaker, Spanish coach, and program creator. With more than 21 years of experience coaching and teaching Spanish, I have helped children, adults, and family learn and speak this beautiful language, whether they speak Spanish at home or not. Every week, you will find tips for learning, speaking, and teaching Spanish, overcoming challenges, raising bilingual children, and exploring helpful resources. I will cover some Spanish lessons too. You will hear fascinating interviews with amazing people on our same journey. I will show you how to apply different principles, learn about methods and strategies. If wanting to speak Spanish at home is your goal, this show is for you. ¿Listos? This is the Spanish for Children and Families podcast. Hola, aquí estamos otra vez en el episodio número 7 de Spanish for Children and Families podcast. Gracias por escuchar. And welcome back. In the last episode, I covered part one of some of the most significant realities of teaching Spanish at home. We talked about how this journey is filled with ups and downs, how the key is to acknowledge difficulties and address frustration while having a mindset ready to shift when things don't go the way we expect them to go. I also closed the episode by sharing 6 strategies to manage these emotions. I will discuss part 2 and 3 of the realities of teaching and learning Spanish at home in upcoming episodes, so stay tuned for that. Today is lesson day. I have a very exciting episode ready for you. We are going to learn how to count from 1 to 10 in Spanish. I will also share a bilingual and an only Spanish story and give you an activity to play and practice at home with your family and friends. You will also have access to a PDF with a couple of worksheets. I promise you, it's going to be fun. So are you ready to jump into the world of números with me? Let's do it. Let's learn our numbers in Spanish. I'll say the number in English and then in Spanish. 1, 1. 2, 2. 3, 3. 4, 4. 5. 5, 6, 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9, 9, 10, 10. Remember in a past episode that I share, repite después de mí? It means repeat after me. Now I'm going to say the number in Spanish and pause. So, repite después de mí. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. How do you do? Don't worry if you need a little more practice. You can always repeat this segment as many times as you need. So let's jump in. It's a story time. Remember our friend Luna? Luna la mariposa? Well, today is Luna's birthday. Es el cumpleaños de Luna. The first time we met Luna was in episode 5, when we also learned los colores. Rojo, azul, amarillo, verde y morado. We also learned how to say, hola, ¿cómo estás? And to answer either, estoy bien or estoy mal. Today, Luna wants to practice the numbers from 1 to 10 because she's turning 10. So let's listen to a short story featuring Luna la Mariposa and her birthday, El Cumpleaños de Luna. I have 2 versions of the story for you. One is a bilingual story and the other version will be entirely in Spanish. Both are great and they will help you develop listening and comprehension skills. So let's start. Besides 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, y 10, you need to know 4 more words. 1 is colibrí. Colibrí means hummingbird. Repite después de mí, colibrí. Tortuga is turtle. Repite después de mí, tortuga. Another word is fiesta. Fiesta means party. Can you say fiesta? And lastly, cumpleaños. Cumpleaños means birthday. And today is Luna's birthday, el cumpleaños de Luna. ¡Perfecto! Let's start the story. Comencemos el cuento. El cumpleaños de Luna la mariposa. In a beautiful garden filled with flores rojas, verdes, azules, amarillas y moradas, lived Luna la mariposa. Today was Luna's birthday, and she was buzzing with excitement to celebrate with her friends. Luna had a special plan for her birthday party. She wanted to help her friends practice counting from 1 to 10 in Spanish. Luna knew her friends already loved the colors rojo, azul, verde, amarillo, and morado, so she thought, why not add some fun with numbers? As the sun climbed high into the sky, Luna's friends began to arrive. Luna greeted each of them with a warm, hola, ¿cómo estás? And without fail, each friend replied, bien, gracias, ¿y tú? Luna's heart fluttered with joy at each bien, gracias, knowing her friends were as excited for the day as she was. We are going on a scavenger hunt to find things we need for our party. And then we'll count each item in Spanish to practice los números de 1 a 10, Luna explained to her friends. This is the list of what we need. And for fun, I will say the items in Spanish and then in English so we can all practice, Luna said excited. Globos are balloons. Serpentinas are streamers. Servilletas are napkins. Platos are plates. Vasos are glasses. Invitaciones are invitations. Tenedores are forks. Cucharas are spoons. Pastel is cake. And velas are candles. Suddenly, Sol el colibrí pointed in excitement. I see el pastel, and it is only uno. Luna smiled and said, let's find everything else. Luna's friends gathered around, each holding the items they had happily collected on their scavenger hunt. Together, they laid out the 10 special items for Luna's fiestas on a table. Tina, la tortuga, noticed immediately that she had gathered 5 globos. And they were all the same colors as the flowers in the garden. Look, she said excited. My globos are 1, rojo, 2, verde, 3, azul, 4, amarillo, 5, morado. They all cheered. Tina had just counted all the globos in Spanish and she had also named all the colors. Luna was very happy. She said, let's count them all in order. How many cakes? Uno, everybody cheered. Then they moved to the next item. Dos serpentinas, tres cucharas, 4 platos, 5 globos, 6 tenedores, 7 servilletas, 8 vasos, 9 invitaciones, 10 velas. As the day turned into night and the lanterns glowed softly in the dark, Luna felt her heart full of love and gratitude, lleno de amor y gratitud. She had spent a perfect day with her friends. Gracias for being here with me, Luna said, her voice soft but filled with emotion. Her friends hugged her and whispered, Feliz cumpleaños, Luna. And as they said their goodbyes, Luna thought about the wonderful blend of friendship, learning, and laughter they had shared today. Hasta luego, she whispered as her friends fluttered away, already looking forward to their next adventure together. Luna had the best birthday. I hope you like the story. I also prepared something special for you. To practice the numbers and the vocabulary learned today, I have an amazing free resource with the story both in its bilingual version and in Spanish. The resource also has a coloring sheet and matching worksheets to practice the words we learn in the scavenger hunt. Visit my website at jenkova.com and go to the tab Free Resources. The website is listed in the show notes. There is also a fun activity you can do today. How about doing your own scavenger hunt at home? I have one for you. It is a great way to practice what you and Luna's friends learned today. Before doing that, let me share the story in Spanish. You might not understand all the words, and that's okay. But every time you do, I challenge you to raise your hand, have a tally mark, shout out the word, or keep track on your own way. ¿Listos? Uno, dos, tres. El cumpleaños de Luna la mariposa. En un hermoso jardín lleno de flores rojas, verdes, azules, amarillas y moradas, vivía Luna la mariposa. Hoy era el cumpleaños de Luna y estaba llena de emoción por celebrar con sus amigos. Luna tenía un plan especial para su fiesta. Quería ayudar a sus amigos a practicar cómo contar del 1 al 10 en español. Luna sabía que a sus amigos les encantaban los colores rojo, azul, verde, amarillo y morado. Así que pensó, ¿por qué no añadir algo de diversión con los números? A medida que el sol subía alto en el cielo, los amigos de Luna comenzaron a llegar. Luna saludó a cada uno de ellos con un cálido hola, ¿cómo estás? Y sin fallar, cada amigo respondió, bien, gracias, ¿y tú? El corazón de Luna se llenaba de alegría con cada bien, gracias, sabiendo que sus amigos estaban tan emocionados por el día como ella. Vamos a hacer una búsqueda del tesoro para encontrar las cosas que necesitamos para nuestra fiesta. Y contaremos cada cosa en español para practicar los números del 1 al 10. Luna explicó a sus amigos. Esta es la lista de lo que necesitamos. Y para divertirnos, diré los elementos en español y luego en inglés, para que todos podamos practicar, dijo Luna emocionada. Globos son balloons. Serpentinas son streamers. Servilletas son napkins. Platos son plates. Vasos son glasses. Invitaciones son invitations. Tenedores son forks. Cucharas son spoons. Pastel es cake. Y velas son candles. De repente, solo el colibrí señaló emocionado. ¡Veo el pastel! ¡Es solo uno! Luna sonrió y dijo, encontremos todo lo demás. Los amigos de Luna se reunieron, cada uno sosteniendo los objetos que habían recolectado felizmente en su búsqueda del tesoro. Juntos, colocaron los 10 objetos especiales para la fiesta de Luna en una mesa. Tina la tortuga notó de inmediato que había recolectado 5 globos y todos eran del mismo color de las flores del jardín. ¡Mira!, dijo emocionada. Mis globos son 1 rojo, 2 verde, 3 azul, 4 amarillo, 5 morado. Todos aplaudieron. Tina acababa de contar todos los globos en español y también había nombrado todos los colores. Luna estaba muy feliz. Dijo, contemos todos en orden. ¿Cuántos pasteles? 1. 2 serpentinas. 3 cucharas. 4 platos, 5 globos, 6 tenedores, 7 servilletas, 8 vasos, 9 invitaciones, 10 velas. A medida que el día se convirtió en noche y las linternas brillaban suavemente en la oscuridad, Luna sintió su corazón lleno de amor y gratitud. Había pasado un día perfecto con sus amigos. Gracias por estar aquí conmigo, dijo Luna, su voz suave pero llena de emoción. Sus amigos la abrazaron susurrando, ¡Feliz cumpleaños, Luna! Mientras se despedían, Luna pensaba en la maravillosa mezcla de amistad, aprendizaje y risas que compartieron hoy. ¡Hasta luego! Susurró mientras sus amigos revoloteaban ya ansiosos por su próxima aventura juntos. Luna tuvo el mejor cumpleaños. I hope you enjoyed the story. And now, for our own scavenger hunt, we are going to pretend we are helping our friend Carlos. He is preparing for his birthday party, but there's a twist. To make the party extra special, we need to count all our party items in Spanish. A couple of rules before we start helping Carlos. You might not have all the items we need, so it is okay to draw them. Take your time, pause and repeat a segment if you need to. Place all the items on your favorite table and we will count them at the end. ¿Listos? 1, 2, 3, go. We need a pastel. Think about it. It's a birthday cake. How many? Uno. If you don't have something that looks like a pastel, draw it and place it on the table. Next, Carlos wants dos serpentinas. Streamers. To decorate the room. Then, find tres cucharas y cuatro platos to get the table ready. Do you remember what cucharas and platos are? If you say spoons and plates, you are correct. Now find cinco globos. If they are rojo, verde, azul, amarillo, y morado, even better. Remember, you can always draw them too. I am sure you already know that globos are... If you said balloons, you had the right answer. To complete setting the table, Carlos needs 6 tenedores, 7 servilletas, y 8 vasos. Think about it. If you are gathering forks, napkins, and glasses, you're doing amazing. Now, Carlos needs 9 invitaciones to invite his friends. Finally, gather 10 velas. Okay, let's count your items. Take your time and pause this audio if you need to. I will wait. But when you count, this should sound like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you are counting something like cucharas, you can also say una cuchara, dos cucharas, tres cucharas. So you can practice the word for each item as you go. Muy bien, you did an incredible job today and also helping to prepare for Carlos' birthday party. Keep in mind that these numbers can help you in many fun ways. Keep practicing by counting anything you see at home or outside. Remember to download the free resource and go to the tab Free Resources on my website listed on the show notes. I hope you found today's episode helpful and interesting. Espero que tengas un buen día. I hope you have a great day. Gracias. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Spanish for Children and Families podcast. I hope you found it helpful and inspiring. If you have any questions or suggestions about the topics we covered on the show or would like to follow any of my projects, please find me on social media or send me an email. I respond all messages, so do not hesitate to reach out. I am also working on several ways to support families on their journey, learning and speaking Spanish at home. If you want to find out more, please join my Facebook group, Mundo Fantástico, Spanish for Children. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe now. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and also share with your friends. See you next week for a new episode. Hasta la próxima.